You usually hear this guy, Lou Manfredini, first, then David Hochberg. Today, Hochberg got on first, and now it's you, Lou. How are you today?
I'm well. Good afternoon.
The Mr. Fix-It questions are already rolling in, so here we go. Lou Manfredini's on the phone, 312-981-7200, if you have a question. Dear Lou, I love people who start their text with dear. I think that's very kind. Dear Lou, we have sand around our fire pit in our yard. We have sand bees with a question mark all over and nesting in the sand. How do we get rid of them?
So there is a foaming hornet and wasp spray that is very effective, and if you were to spray around it in the evening, typically that's when they're there in the sand. And the biggest thing with any kind of spray when you're spraying for bees is you've got to hold it and spray, and you got to count to like three or four. If you can make it to five, even better. And then run.
Yeah.
And you want to do it at least 2 days in a row, and you should be able to eliminate the issue. The spray does have some residual value to it, so it probably, if you do this treatment, you should be in pretty good shape for the rest of the season.
I watched my husband do that to my canoe last week. Boy, was I thankful. I had no idea what was underneath that seat. Someone wants to know what to use to clean the tub. His wife is afraid that he'll damage it.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of really good cleaners out there that are designed to not damage the tub. I think that if you want to start out with something mild, I would do, you know, soft scrubs have been around for a very long time. And one way to kind of hedge your bet is use a plastic scrubbing pad. So it's just aggressive enough to get rid of the soap scum and clean things, but it's soft enough that it won't scratch the tub. And the biggest thing with any kind of cleaner you use in, whether it's fiberglass or porcelain, you want to spray the cleaner on, let it sit there for a good 5-10 minutes, then do the scrubbing. Allow the cleaner to break down what's there, and you'll have a much easier time cleaning it.
I love this next question because I can picture it happening. It sounds like something I do. Lou, I put a quart baggie with the Ziploc printed side down on my dark stained cabinet, and the logo melted on the wood, which is now a silver stain. How do I ever get it out?
So there is a product that is the secret of the antique world called Howard's Restore a Finish. Howard's Restore a Finish. And it comes in a little quart container, and it comes in different finishes, natural, walnut, honey oak. Choose the one that most fits the color of what you have. Then with quadruple zero steel wool, that is a very fine steel wool, pour a little bit into the container, take the steel wool like a sponge and absorb that, wring it out, gently go with the grain, and it will almost like do a face peel over the wood, and it'll bring it back to life. Wipe it with a clean cotton rag, and it'll look amazing.
Wow. Great to know. Okay, Sharon's on line one. Sharon, you have a question about something smelly in your house, huh?
Yes. When we run our whole house fan, we get an odor by in this one section of the house by the bathroom. So I don't know where it's coming from the stack or the drains, but I don't know how that would be happening. But it smells like sewer gas.
Do you have a floor drain anywhere near the where the fan is sucking the air out?
The fan is in a totally different section of the house.
Right.
And in the above the bathroom or the hallway and the bathroom, there the air conditioning unit is there. But that's sealed. The unit is up in the attic, but it's a sealed high-velocity unit. So I don't know if there's some water in the discharge.
Right. So a couple things. If there's any kind of floor drain or any kind of drain anywhere near there, it could be when the whole house fan sucks it up. It's pulling the water, drying out the water in the trap. That air conditioning unit that's up there has a condensate line, and it goes to a drain somewhere. and it might be up in the attic or it might be coming down the wall, I would check that area first, and I would do two things. I would pour a little water in the drain, then I would seal wherever the drain hose from the AC goes to it, seal that up so that the air, the suction, can't pull it back, and I bet you'll solve the problem that way.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, dear gang, please ask Mr. Lou how I get cotton seeds off the grates of my new split system.
How I get cotton
seeds? Cotton seeds. Oh, the cotton that's blown through the air, I'm guessing.
Yeah, like cottonwood. So with that, I probably would just, the easiest thing to do is to take the hose and spray it and just start at the top and get it soaked and keep going back and forth. With any AC unit with the cottonwood flying, everybody should take a look at their condensing unit outside, whether it's a mini split system or a traditional HVAC air conditioner, and take that hose to hose it all down and get the coils out. They also make a cleaner called Coil Clean. I don't think you need this, but that's a spray that will break it all down, and then you can use the hose to clean it from there.
And one last question for you, Lou. I have a limestone topper on my brick mailbox. It's weathering with a green moss-like surface. Any recommendations for cleaning and getting it back to beautiful limestone?
I think that what I would do there is a pressure washer will do wonders, but the coloration that's there, I would get a brass wire brush, and I would get a cleaner like Comet or H, and make it sit for about a half an hour, scrub it again, and rinse it to get the deep down clean. And then once you get it really clean, spray it twice a year with a product called Wet and Forget, and it shouldn't come back ever again.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be listening Saturday morning at 6.
Thanks so much.
Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It.